town elects Flambeau to order on Wednesday, May 3rd. Members of the board are present. The media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we need a motion to, at this point, moment of silence for members of the community which we have lost since our last meeting. Those are Tanner Wayman and Bruce Marshall. And at this point, do we get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Can you hear that, Gloria? She's having problems or something. I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the vouchers in the general fund of 3065 to 3073 and the ACH account of 1328.
Okay, I reviewed those vouchers and I would move for their approval.
And I will second that since Gloria did not yet. Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number 8, approval of the minutes, special town board meeting of April 12th, 2023.
I reviewed those minutes and I believe them to be accurate and I would move for their approval.
Gloria, can you hear us yet?
No. This is like being a jack in the box.
Exactly. Okay, I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the April 12th meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes, special town board meeting, April 17th, 2023.
And again, I have reviewed those minutes. I believe them to be accurate and I've moved for their approval.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the April 17th meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the regular town board meeting, April 19th, 2023.
And again, I have reviewed those minutes. I believe them to be accurate and I would move for their approval.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of April 19th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes, special town board meeting, April 21st, 2023.
And same thing again, I have reviewed those minutes and believe them to be accurate, and I would vote for their approval.
And I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the special town board meeting of April 21st. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
In the general checking is $303,214.53. In the ambulance fund, there's $546,772.65. And in the reserve fund, there's $298,614.12.
Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
So moved.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items. Yes.
I see it's not on the agenda, but I'm wondering if we can comment on the road issue that's supposed to be coming up for next Wednesday.
Yeah, it actually is on the agenda where we're going to convene into closed session regarding the road issue.
Okay.
So.
Can I ask a couple questions?
Sure.
So the tax.
Your name, please.
Marin Lang.
Thank you.
The tax that you are looking at doing, is that just for the four roads or is that townwide?
I guess I'd like to answer that after our closed session.
Okay. And then to follow up with that, if it's just for the four roads and everyone in the town can vote on it, what's the incentive for people that, if everyone's going to be taxed but their roads are not affected by it, what is the incentive for them to want to do that?
Exactly, okay.
And then also, how is it going to be assessed? Is it once a year? Can, like, 6 months into the year, can they say, oh, we need to up the tax? Or is there a cap on it? Like, this year, it's a, I've heard rumors of about $100 per 100,000. Can that go up to 200 the next year, or is there a cap?
Okay. Yeah, those are things that I'll try to answer after our closed session.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Any others? Yes, Darwin.
Darwin Losey. I understand that this proposal on the tax was not accepted by the tribe. This is what information I got back. And that if we vote yes, and it goes through, it will have to go to the tribe to see if they will accept it. Our question is, if they don't accept it, what is the alternative solution that your board will do to provide us access to our homes, therefore not getting barricaded in after June 12th?
Well, if I can step in on this one. The one sure way to get the barricades back up is to vote no and not give us the bargaining tool that we need. That would ensure that the barricades would go back up and they'd be up for quite a while. So, you know, all we're asking for is a tool. We're not necessarily going to use it, but we need to have it on hand in case we need it.
Okay. Will this be a perpetual?
A lot of these, now we're starting to get into discussion where the public comment is questions to the board, because we can't discuss those things. You know, we'll try to make a comment afterwards with this, but, you know, if you understand with the open meetings law and the agenda, we can't discuss it. You can ask your question, but I can't answer it, so.
Okay.
Yes, Bill. Yeah.
Bill McCutcheon, I will have questions on the bid openings and proposals, I guess, when they come up.
Okay. Yes.
Chris Kaufman, I just would like clarification on who's eligible to vote on the 10th.
By state statute, it's residents.
And is that...
You have to be a resident of the town elect of Flambeau and voting here in elections.
Full-time or part-time?
You'd be a full-time resident. You don't have a voting residency, say, in Wausau or some other place.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mike Clark?
Yep.
Is there going to be a referendum after whatever vote takes place next week on the 10th? Would there be a referendum depending on how that vote went that day for the entire community?
Okay, well, that's something that the board then can look at. Anybody else?
Excuse me, is it possible, I'm not sure if you can hear me from Zoom, is it possible to either put the microphone closer to the speakers?
Can you move the computer over?
I don't know. Can we do that?
You can only slide the whole TV as close as you can go, because okay. Everything's got to be hooked up.
Okay. We'll have to work on that in the future and try to get another external microphone up. Thanks, Mike. Okay. With that, we'll go on to item number 14, discussion, possible action. Opening of road bids for Stearns Lake Road, Plummer Lake Road, Paradise Bay Lane, and West Tippecanoe Lane. And at this point, I would like to remove myself from the room, as my employer is one of the bidders on these projects, so that not to show any improprieties. So Bob?
Gloria can't hear us.
Yeah. Gloria, can you hear us?
So you don't have a quorum then?
Yeah, we don't have a quorum.
Yeah, we wouldn't have one with me out. I guess what we'd have to do...
Can we get her to hear?
She's...
Can't she call us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now we can hear you.
Can you hear us?
Now I can.
Okay.
Okay.
And you can still hear us now?
Sorry.
Okay.
Well, you might have to speak up, Bob.
Yeah, well, or move down maybe.
Or move down.
Now I can't.
Oh, now she can't?
Now you can't?
She can.
She cannot.
Can you hear us now?
No. Maybe we need to.
Well, Matt, do you have an outlet back there?
Yeah.
Take the laptop and plug it in back there so that it's closer to you.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, it's gotta be plugged into there.
Yeah, it's hardwired connected.
Mr. Chairman, can you move that, with the voting on the bids until you get a quorum up on the counter up there?
Yeah, that's.
Maybe on the 10th?
Yep, that's, I think, what we'll wind up having to do here with, especially with the audio problems. I guess, Gloria, we're gonna, if I could have a motion to table the opening of the bids until our next regular town board meeting?
I would move that we table opening the bids until our next regular town board meeting due to.
I'm gonna log off Zoom and just go on my phone, see if that helps, and then just look at my computer for any documents. I'm gonna sign off and then I'll sign back on my phone.
We don't have a speaker here, though.
Yeah, we don't. So, anyway.
When she calls in, if you can let her know, Sue.
Due to.
Have her call one of your cell phones. Have her call your cell phone.
I don't ever carry mine with me.
You want mine?
All right.
I think we're better off to just dodge the bullet.
Oh, my goodness. Able to do the next regular town board meeting?
Next regular.
That's not gonna jeopardize any of your statutes about opening a bid at a certain date or time or anything like that, is it?
No, it's just when they're due.
But you also have vendors waiting to find out, too.
Okay, I'll second that, that we move that item to our next regular town board meeting. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. I, no, 15 is fine, because it's the two of us.
Oh, okay.
Discussion of possible action, opening of proposals for plow trucks. Plow patrol trucks.
Looks like we got four of them. This is from Monroe.
There's a lot of categories here.
I still don't have, I can't hear one word.
Yeah. Can you call her, Sue, and let her know?
Maybe you should have been here.
Well, she's in Connecticut. Quote from Monroe.
Let some people go.
With a Peterbilt.
Matt, before you read that.
I'm just gonna, I think what I'm gonna wind up doing here is reading the final bid quote, and then I feel that maybe our road crew foreman should review these two.
Well, I would suggest you don't even read that, read it until a later date.
Reason?
Well, to start with, I guess, every year we sit here and do a budget. And this is the second year in a row that after the budget is set, you pop in with this not being in the budget. So theoretically, it shouldn't even come around again until a road crew foreman can submit it with the budget to put it in the budget. Okay. We don't know where we sit right now with money, with what's coming up.
That's why the bids also read, we have the right to accept or reject any or all.
Well, I realize that. I realize that. I've done a lot of bidding in my life. But why read any of the bids and put all the numbers on the table at this point.
Thank you. Final total quote for the Peterbilt is $144,980.
This looks like it's from Midstate.
Midstate truck. Hello, Gloria.
Hi.
What we did was we tabled the opening of the bids until our next regular town board meeting when you could be here.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear just now, very little, but I mean, I can hear it.
Okay. This one is, I'm trying to find your type. Oh, international. Sales price, $131,000 even. Freightliner. $132,585. Country Western Star, $136,554. All right. I guess with that, what would be the board's pleasure?
Position to say yay or nay right now, so how long do we have to look at these?
We can put it on our next agenda.
Let's do that. Give us some time to see where we're at financially.
Yep.
Can review them?
That's a big chunk of money.
That's a big chunk of money, and the specifications are also different.
Yeah.
I guess then, is there a motion to table a decision on the patrol trucks until our next regular town board meeting?
So moved.
Well, I have a question first.
Yes.
If the specifications are different, do we even need to take any action? Do we need to make sure that they meet our specifications?
Yeah, and the way that I'll notice it is discussion, possible approval, so that it's worded that with the specifications being different, that they can be reviewed and compared.
Now Pete needs to see it.
Yeah, I think Pete needs to take a look at them.
Right.
So is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, a motion been made and seconded to table the proposals until our next regular town board meeting. After the road crew foreman and the board has had a chance to review them. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Item number 16, discussion possible action, status of Lua for the firehouse water sewer. Mike?
I got it back from the tribe. I have it set on the agenda for a tribal council meeting on the 22nd.
Good. Item number 17, discussion possible action, approval of liquor license for Dam Bar. You have the information in the application. This does not need to go to the joint liquor committee as the, this location is actually off the reservation.
I didn't see any red flags here, so I would look for approval.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the liquor license for Dam Bar. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 18, convene in the closed session pursuant to Wisconsin statute section 19.85 per an E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, and pursuant to Wisconsin statute section 19.85 per an G, conferring with legal counsel for the governmental body who is rendering oral or written advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to litigation in which it is likely to become likely to or is involved regarding road issue. Is there a motion to go into closed session?
So moved.
Motion been made and seconded to go into closed session. Roll call vote. Supervisor Hanson.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb.
Aye.
Chairman Gaulke. Aye. We are now in closed session. We'll go back into the clerk's office.
Yeah, you know how long?